You're waking up with Pete Sargent on AM 1050 WLIP.
WLIP Morning Show. It's Tuesday, and we say good morning to Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm doing great.
Oh, good.
Rode the dog sled in.
Yeah, really. I need ice skates.
Through the parking lot.
Yeah.
I just drove the car
To
the parking lot. Then I had to mush it in from there.
Yeah, I got to the circle, and that was about it, right?
Right.
It's kind of like the moat.
Right.
Just
made it, though.
Out. That's good.
All-wheel drive.
I'm glad.
It's all fine.
Got to off-road it a little bit. Gets you there.
It was a fun trip in this morning.
So. Test your winter driving skills.
Yes, it does.
Sure.
If all of you that are out there listening to this, while you're driving, just be cautious. Give yourself plenty of space because that person in front of you may not know what they're doing.
The bigger issue for me was not the weather this morning. It was being stuck behind a Lake County Sheriff's deputy for a good solid 10 miles of my ride in or something like that.
No passing that.
Well, pretty much.
Right.
Pretty much.
Right.
So I had to maintain safe distances and everything else. But everybody's here in one piece.
That's all in one piece, all safe and sound, no fender benders. And it's time to announce this is our 25th annual Holiday Hugs. So this is one of our favorite times of year. We started this the first year we opened, and it was one of our team members had this idea, said, we'd like to collect money to donate to some charitable organization. And we're like, okay. So they made paper cutouts that people could put their names, their pets or whoever they wanted to on it. And we posted them around the lobby. We're still doing that. We've got different color cutouts of Christmas ornaments. They're starting to decorate the front counter. They'll be on the walls. They'll be on the windows. Festive, and we're collecting the money this year for Wisconsin Humane Society, the animal shelter in Kenosha. They also have shelters up in Racine and up in the Milwaukee area. And then the Sharing Center, which provides food and clothing and things for people in need in Kenosha County. So it's one of those things that we feel it's our duty to give back to the community. And it's a great way. We've got we're not just collecting money because we do also have a basket. It's a blue wagon in the lobby. So if you want to bring in a non-perishable item, we will take that to the shelter and donate it to their food pantry. You could also bring in stuff for the shelter. So dog food, cat litter, those things, we will take that to the shelter. So it's one of those trying to do, kind of like you guys do Toys for Tots, I think.
Coming up on Friday, actually.
Right, so here again, collecting and giving to the community, because the community to us is very important. We've done this since the very first year we opened. So this would be our 25th or 26th annual. So we started in 2000. So that's all this month. We will be collecting through the 31st of December. If you've been in, you've probably noticed this because we started a couple weeks ago. We just haven't officially announced it because we don't usually officially kick it off until the weekend after Thanksgiving. And tomorrow being Giving Tuesday, I think, isn't it? Today is Tuesday. My week is just a blur.
It's the 4-day holiday.
Right?
It screws everything up.
It does mess things up. Last week was fun. With family and friends and being able to kind of relax a little bit. And yes, it does mess up my schedule because today's Tuesday. So welcome to reality. So the other thing, we said, besides the non-perishables, if you would prefer to donate something monetarily, we are collecting those and we'll be dividing those monies up between the two charitable organizations that we're contributing to. So it's one of those things. It's that time of year. Everybody thinks about being generous because it is a holiday, right? It's the time to be giving. Thanksgiving. We are so thankful. We are in the Pleasant Prairie and then Kenosha area. It's been a great community for us to be in, and we want to do our part to give back to it and continue that tradition. It's something that we feel very strongly about, and the team's all behind it. So if they'll ask you if you're in there, would you like to donate to Holiday Hugs? That's what they're. This is what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. You're not getting a hug. So it's. But but it is one of those things we're going to kind of pass that virtual hug on to the community. So certainly we know that there are, you know, pets in need and their families in need. And we also believe that if there's a family that needs a little help, there may be a pet that also needs help inside that family. So helping the whole family unit is part of it, because we are about transforming lives one patient at a time. And that's not just the pet's life. That's everybody that touches that pet's life. So from owners to extended family to, you know, us, it's they're a very integral part of our lives and our, you know, clients' lives. So we want to make sure that those that are needing a little bit extra for the holidays, we can maybe help give that back a little bit.
Right. I mean, it's a sad reality. You hear about it. Sometimes people have to give up their pets for adoption or whatever because of the financial constraints.
Yeah. And we see that. And it's hard. And it's, you know, I can understand that. I mean, they have become a part of the family member, and I can't imagine, you know, giving my kids up.
Right.
But I, you know, that happened at one point in time in history, in our history, and I think in global history, right? That's, and it may still happen in certain areas of the world, because that's a reality. It's expensive to, like you were talking in segments before.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, children, you know, our families are getting smaller because of the fact that it's getting to be more expensive to have a bigger family. You know, so it's one of those things. There's realities. And so sometimes people need a little help, and we hope we can make that little bit of difference.
And you mentioned even making the monetary donations. I've talked to people who are in charge of things with different charities, and they say they can make the dollar go very far, you know, with the donations that come in. They have the abilities and the connections and everything. So that's a big help.
Well, and it's a compounding thing too, if you really think about it. Like, you know, if everybody contributed, you know, a quarter or 50 cents or a dollar, that's, you know, you may think about, well, you know, my 50 cents doesn't go very far. No, but if you multiply that by 10,000, that's now a chunk. And these organizations have ways to get things at more bulk and volume for less.
So you might not for 50 cents.
Right.
They can.
Right. Yeah. So it's all one of those things, like sometimes the smallest little bit still adds up because it's a compounding effect.
Right.
If we all pitch in, what is it? Many hands make light work.
That's right.
So it's all about giving just that little bit if you can. And certainly it's not a necessity. It's not one of those things, like if you're coming in, you don't have to donate, right? Because maybe you're in that situation where you need a little help. And that's the thing. So if you can, that's great. If you can't, that's okay too. We're just trying to help be an avenue and a conduit for those things to make it to the two charities, the Sharing Center and the Wisconsin Humane Society, because we feel that those two groups, there are many groups inside Kenosha County that could use help.
Right.
So these are the two that we've picked. And so that's where we're at for this season. If you want to buy, you know, contribute and put an ornament with your dog's name on it, a cat's name on it. I don't know. You've got a hamster, a rabbit, put their name on it.
Goldfish.
Right. And put their name on it. And
don't sleep on the goldfish.
We'll post it in the lobby. And then we'll post it in the lobby, and you can come in and see how many people have contributed. It starts to be a little heartwarming to look and see the charitable effect of that. So it's not just one ornament. We've already got a whole, I don't know, there's a whole bunch of them. I haven't counted them, but it's just, you know, we're just into officially the first week. So
I was going to say, just getting underway, this goes for the whole month of December?
Whole month of December. So we'll actually continue to collect past Christmas, because we usually do it until the 31st of December. So then the first of the year, we'll make that, or that last bit of the year, we'll make that drive-by. So we'll drive any stuff that physically needs to go to the shelter or the Sharing Center out, and then monetary donations, we'll send them a check. So,
well, very good. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. People want to learn more. They want to get involved. How can they reach out to you?
Well, then give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Very good. Dr. Russ, appreciate you navigating the treacherous parking lot to get to the studio this morning. And Godspeed getting back out. That's all I could tell you.
I'm sure I'll manage safely. Slow and steady wins the race.
That's right. You got it. Dr. Russ, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Pete, we'll see you next Tuesday.
WLIP Morning Show, rolling right along. And if I say I want to set you free, don't you know you'll be in misery?